friend from the Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, Neil Vincent. He's head of visitor services on the line this morning. Hey, Neil, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing good, Tom.
You know,
glad to be here.
I was thinking about you. I was reading this report. It was a story about how people had started buying more hunting and fishing licenses, and they pointed out that America is starting to fall in love with the outdoors again was kind of the theme there. In Michigan, first-time licenses or people who have not had a license for longer than 5 years, an 80% increase, archery 12%, fishing up 2%, in Idaho, fishing and hunting licenses up about 30%. I'll bet you that's not a surprise to you.
No, for this year, it's not. I mean, the outdoor activities, I mean, everything from kayaking, bicycling, and all of that has just been unbelievable this year on the increases.
What have you seen so far when it comes to the first shotgun season at Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, Neil?
You know, we're doing things a little different here. I mean, we have two different hunts on the refuge. We have the restricted area hunt or a special permit, and we require those hunters, used to require those hunters to check in at the visitor center and make sure they had all the proper information. Then we had the 24,000 acres of public hunting if you got a Williamson County permit. And so this year we done all things different where we mailed everything to the hunter that they should need to try to keep them from having to come to the visitor center. You know, that didn't work. From 8 o'clock until 6 o'clock yesterday, we had a line constantly outside that people wanted to come in the visitor center to check in. So there is several people out there. I drove the area this morning, probably counted, 120, 115 vehicles throughout the area. So a lot of hunters right now.
You know, it's interesting when they're listening to us on the radio and sending pictures of the view from their deer stand right now.
Oh, yeah.
Greetings from the great outdoors, my friend. My view this morning, still a little too windy for my taste, which is true story. When we're in this difficult situation, the deer go hide in the honeysuckle until the wind's over. Now, we talked about hunters in the line, but what about camping?
Locally, a lot of people have winterized their camping, but our camping here this summer on the refuge was probably up like close to 45 to 50% the increase from previous years. We were late on getting here. We were like two and a half months late getting our campground open, and this was probably the third busiest season we've had at Crab Orchard Refuge in the last 10 years, and we were only open, three-fourths of the year.
You talked about mailing some of the items and trying to cut down person-to-person contact. What are the changes were made with this influx of people, which are a relatively large percentage from, well, out of state or, if you will, Chicago?
Well, the big change that we not a lot of changes is just that, they were used to, we always kind of like that person-to-person greeting people. Some of these individuals that have been coming here for 30 years or longer, this is a tradition, this Crab Orchard hunt. We have 3 and 4 generations of people show up. So basically what we've done was try to do a self-check-in system where we put check stations throughout the closed area of the refuge and encourage them to go there to get their information and drop off their harvest sheets and things like that just to kind of keep them from coming to the district center.
All right. Anything else on the way of changes, Neil?
We're looking. We opened up a few more areas this year. We opened up an archery deer hunt this year for 2 weeks. Was very successful. Might not have been successful for the hunter, but we felt it successful for the individuals coming. We had over 1,200 people that stopped by and picked up paperwork and I think we're looking at our figures. About 700 individuals hunted. And just about from every state, in the southeast, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, we had hunters from just about every state in the southeast for our archery hunt.
You know, when you say that, it's interesting because, first off, I love archery. But the other thing is, and that's my Southern Illinois portion, and that is there's an economic impact from Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge. The visitors that come here today, when you started talking about all the states where they had come in from, I'm thinking, I love money from out of state coming and being left here somewhere in somebody's cash register. That importance, your hospitality cannot be understated when it comes to its impact on the local economy.
I mean, that's correct. I mean, just about all of our activities, even when you look at our deer hunt that we have here, I mean, we don't have a lot of out-of-state hunters in our restricted area hunt, but, you know, 80% of our hunters come from the Chicago area. So, you know, they're going to have to drive down here, going to have to find hotels to stay in, restaurants to eat in, stuff like that. So you know, this the refuge does pull in, you know, several, you know, thousands to close to millions of dollars of local economy each year.
I was on a Facebook page. I've become a big fan of it. It's Shawnee National Forest, actually, people, photographers primarily, doing all kinds of stuff. But I did note someone saying, I'm coming down this weekend, and I don't plan on hunting, and I know it's deer season, and I want to go hiking. What should I do? Where can I go? Does that question get asked of you? How do you respond to that, Crab Orchard? Because, I mean, that one of the lakes on Spillway Road, great little walking path back there if you know where it's at. And one goes to the pond, another one goes kind of parallel to the lake. You know, there's a lot of places like that. What's the status of this? I mean, when saying people, is it safe for me to go? Is it safe for me to walk around?
Yeah, you know, we recommend individuals to, you know, not to be hiking the trails during the hunting season. You know, we do have a regulation that hunters have to be, you know, 50 yards from any type of recreation facility, and that includes hiking trails. But, you know, that's still 50 yards is not that far for a slug to travel. So, actually, this morning I did drive around to all the major trails and just put up a sign up just warning individuals that this trail would be closed during the for their safety, trails to be closed during the two shotgun hunting seasons.
Yeah, there's that one curve back by the on the back side of the lake where the guy has the stone deer. He usually puts a hunting hat on it and a hunting vest.
I mean, yes.
You know the area. You know the exact place I'm talking about, don't you? It's on that
yes,
curve.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Every year, because there's always those stories. Now, you had posted on your Facebook page about some road closures that had gone on this week, very near the visitor center, in fact. Is that over? Because I guess you were clearing out some trees or something?
Yeah, that's over. That was the auto tour. Some of these emerald ash borer had, you know, killed a lot of ash trees on the refuge,
oh.
And we had several dead trees along that auto tour that were hanging over the road. So we went ahead and removed all those, and basically what we do with those, We've cut several hundred of those, and we pile those up at different places on the refuge, and it's free firewood. And if you want to come out and get a firewood permit, they're free of charge, and you can cut up as long as you're using it for personal use. You know, that's part of the permit. You know, we can't cut it up for sale, but if you want personal firewood, we have several piles out here.
You know, we talk about the people that come here, and there's always been this thing, right, whether it's goose hunting or deer hunting, whatever the case. I'm waiting for pelican season before it's over. And Neil's going, that's not funny, man. But, you know, there's this option of, you know, people going to the outdoors. Maybe it's because they like meat. I want the hunting. They want to get away, the great experience, the being with your family. But I'm starting to see this a little bit differently. You've become a mental health resource. People need to get out. Their options are limited. And they have the Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge. And I think if there was a common denominator, you listen to the conversations that you and I have had over this summer about the pressure, about the campers, I think you start to realize that it's maybe a kind of a resource that we haven't fully appreciated until now.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. I mean, you know, there's a few of us that, you know, have always enjoyed, you know, going out, you know, walking trails or just being outside. And now, you know, with, you know, everything we've gone through with the with this virus, you know, people are, I think, now discovering, you know, this, and it is like, you know, an emotional, you know, pressure release and things like that, and these individuals are continued to return, you know, weekly and daily to the refuge, not only here, but I mean, you know, I've talked to the individuals at Giant City State Park, and same thing, you know, they've just been, you know, just overwhelmed with visitors.
Yeah, and they want to fish, they want to be with their family, they want to walk, and, you know, quite frankly, you and I probably ought to get a kayak rental business together at this point.
Hey, you know, you're not the only one, so there are individuals saying that. We're working on issuing a special permit, a special use permit to to a individual a la Carterville with that ideal. So let's see how that works.
I don't know them. At least I don't think I do. I would hope that maybe I would do, because, you know, the popularity of this is just gone insane. And what's interesting, it's my age group too. It's something that they can enjoy. It doesn't cost as much money. They have a lot of flexibility. They can pick their boat up and go to a lot of different locations. You get the quiet, the isolation. It's a pretty cool deal, you know. If I go over to Dick's and I buy a $270 kayak and I say I'm going to Crab Orchard next weekend, I'm going to make sure I know how to. What do I have to do to do that? Do I have to go get a permit?
Basically, if you own your own kayak and you're coming out here, that you would still need to have our boat launching fee or our boat fee. So it's like $10 for an annual fee to cover that. Then most of your kayaks and boats have to have some type of restoration through the state of Illinois and all that. So that's usually every 3 years, I think you have to redo that paperwork. But a rental business, with activities going on, that could be a profitable business.
Thinking so. Neil, it's always good to talk to you. Neil Vincent, Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, Visitor Services Director. I know you're going to have a busy weekend, but thanks for being such a great host on behalf of all of us here in Southern Illinois, Neil.
Thank you. Glad to be on your show.
7:32.